Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions about how to safely and properly allocate your investments, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Broadcasting from coast to coast, it's the Financial Safari with your host, Coach Pete Deruta. Coach Pete and his guests are some of the nation's top financial professionals. They make it their mission to guide investors through the treacherous jungle of the financial world, showing them how to grow, keep, and leave their money for their loved ones. Coach Pete is a frequent contributor to Fox Business Network, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and many other news outlets. They come to Coach Pete for their answers, and now so can you. So stick around and find out how to make it through the jungle of the financial world on The Financial Safari.
And it is The Financial Safari. Welcome, everyone. I'm Kit Fitzsimmons, here with multiple best-selling author Coach Pete Deruta. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Kit. I hope you are.
I'm doing well.
I hope our listeners are doing well, too.
Exactly. We want to make sure that everybody is having a good time out there, whether you are at home this weekend or maybe out on the road. Now, what we want to talk about today is some places that I hope nobody is out on the road looking at right now. These are forbidden places around the world that you are not allowed to visit.
Interesting. All right. Oh, yeah. Let's see this.
Okay. Number 10 is Surtsey, which is a volcanic island off the coast of Iceland. And it was formed by a volcanic eruption in the 60s. And no one is allowed on this island except for a few scientists to look at ecological studies that they're doing without having anyone else set foot there and disrupt their findings.
So we know now the reason why people aren't allowed is because it's a basically living experiment and they don't want people touching it and disturbing it?
Exactly. There's so few places on Earth where you can get a completely neutral location for your experiment.
Interesting.
So nature's own clean room. All right. Number 9 is Mount Weather, which is the Mount Weather Emergency Operations Center in Virginia. And this is where the most civilian and military officials will relocate in case of a national disaster. So it's where the government will continue in case of, for example, Independence Day 2.
It's where the chosen can go to be protected, in other words.
Exactly.
All of us
exactly.
Fend for ourselves. So that just says Virginia. It doesn't really say where in Virginia, does it?
No.
Yep.
I guess you don't want to get any more specific than that.
Don't want to get close to that.
Number 8 is I'm not going to say this right. Mezhorye.
Somewhere in Russia. Huh?
Yeah, it's in the Republic of Bashkortostan. It's said that people living in this town work on highly classified secret work around a local mountain, which is supposed to be the site of a nuclear program and also simultaneously a bunker and a huge warehouse of coal and a repository of Russian treasures.
Yeah, now who knows what's there in Russia, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty full mountain if it's doing all of those at once.
Let's skip down a little bit on the list because these are all different, different places,
all
right?
Huge number of islands. And then the
Snake
Vatican.
Snake Island, number 4. Let's take a look at that. What's Snake Island?
Okay, Snake Island is about 90 miles outside of Sao Paulo, and it is a place where you probably don't want to go. It's filled with the most venomous snakes.
Don't have to worry about me. I will not be there. You know, the funny thing about Hawaii is they say there's no snakes because it's an island, right? It's
right.
A volcanic island that was developed because of that. They claim there's no snakes. And even though you've been to Hawaii, there's a lot of wetlands and everything. Looks like there should be. But now we've got Snake Island. So how did those snakes get to the island?
Who knows, Coach? I mean, these sorts of islands have all sorts of cross-contamination from folks coming on board, which is exactly why we were talking about Surtsey needing to have that pristine nature. And now number 3 is Room 39, which is in North Korea. It is a government facility home to several illegal operations, including counterfeiting money and production of drugs. And a lot of people have said that that's where the leaders of North Korea have been able to make enough money to fund their nuclear weapons program.
Well, it's interesting because they counterfeit the $100 bill. And that's why we've had so many different $100 bills in the last 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. And that's why our government really wants to go 100% electronic, because it's harder to counterfeit electronic. But there's all sorts of other problems with electronics, too.
Exactly.
So who knows? I mean, it's amazing we even know the number of the Rome number in North Korea, because we don't know much else about North Korea. We do know they're an enemy, and they are doing everything they can to disrupt the capitalist way of life.
And speaking of numbers and places we don't know much about, the number one on our list, Area 51. Everybody knows about Area 51. Who knows if there are aliens that are in some secret government organizational facility there or not, but...
You ever watch The X-Files? I know they brought it back this year for a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was based on Area 51. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know. Who knows? And my opinion is, if there are extraterrestrial life out there, or if there is, they won't look a thing like our TV, like Hollywood says. They could be here now.
Right.
We could be in a different dimension. Who knows? You know, the secret of all this stuff is there are forbidden places, and it seems like in the financial world there's some forbidden places that people don't get into the right way or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you're with an advisor who doesn't know the whole world in the financial world or doesn't want you to go to different places or acts like they're forbidden. Getting a total financial plan, making sure you have all the right asset classes for the time of your life, very important. That's why we have our team of local financial coaches nationally. And if you're listening to this radio show, I'd recommend you give them a call, sit down with them, no cost or obligation. Make sure you get that proper plan so there are no forbidden places or places you don't really understand in your portfolio.
The number is 800-604-1099. That's 800-604-1099. And we've got a great interview with your local financial coach coming up on the Financial Safari. Do you believe that there will be another financial catastrophe like the one in 2007 and 2008? If so, do you want the same thing to happen this time as happened last time? What will you do to make sure what happened last time does not happen again? Take the first step to protecting your money and visit Coach Pete's new site, safemoneyradar.com. That's www.safemoneyradar.com. Cruise into retirement. And it's time to crack open Coach's Financial Dictionary. Now, the term today is odd lot theory. It is an odd one. What is odd lot theory, Coach?
All right. Well, I'll give you the definition. And I'll tell you why it's important for the individual investor, which is most anyone listening to our show, right? Mm-hmm. It's a theory based on the assumption that the small individual investor is always wrong. That's pretty nice, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Therefore, if odd lot sales are up, that is, if the small investors are selling stock, it is probably a good time to buy. In other words, you know, when you talk about these big institutional buying, right? When you hear about the institutions buying, they go in with thousands, hundreds of thousands of shares at a time, right?
Right.
But the individual investor may have 2 or 3 shares of McDonald's, right? Or 10 shares of Exxon.
Oh.
Or, you know, a lot is 100 shares usually. Mm-hmm. That's what they talk about a lot. So an odd lot is anything less than 100 shares or different numbers than that, right? Okay. So 10 times 100 is 1,000. So that's considered a lot too, because it's 10 100 share lots.
Sure.
But if you're buying and selling 48 shares or something like that, it's an odd lot, 98 shares. So in theory, the average investor doesn't have as good a luck as the institutions. You know what my opinion is on that? The institutions go out to eat with the presidents and CEOs of the company, so they know ahead of time, you know, like under the table a little bit, what's going to happen. You know, they know the job numbers ahead of time. Come on, let's be honest. People know, you see the buying and selling the day before the job numbers come out, or a company's numbers come out, you see little spikes. Let's not fool ourselves and think that no one knows what's going to happen next, right?
Exactly. It's all about who you know.
It's who you know, right? And it's really important to realize that when we're talking about the financial world, because like we say, they assume the average investor is always wrong, which is not right. Come on. I mean, right. Every now and then somebody's right. But when they see these little share blocks going in and out, and you know, Warren Buffett always says buy when others sell and sell when others buy. Mm-hmm. But if the individual investors are all like on these stock chat boards and are all getting excited about a stock, they'll start buying as much as they can of that in odd lots, usually not 100 share lots, but whatever they can afford to buy or sell the other way. Mm-hmm. And the institutions see that. Now, if the institutions were basing their investment decisions based on the individual investor, who's stupider, right? But usually, let's not fool ourselves. I think the institutions know ahead of time what's going to happen in many cases. I'm not saying that they know any information, but they see different things because they're closer to the action, in other words.
Gotcha. Well, as we said, it is who you know. So one easy way to get a better grip on your financial situation is by sitting down with one of our local coaches to make sure that you're on the best path moving forward. You don't want to get caught making these huge emotional decisions and being one of those small individual investors that folks are assuming is always wrong. And it's real easy to get in touch with your local coach. All you need to do is call the national number 800-604-1099. Again, 800-604-1099. You'll be put in contact with your local financial coach. We'll get them the message and they'll give you a call right back. The number again, 800-604-1099. We're looking out for you every week right here on the Financial Safari.